Hi, I'm Madonna Guy. You're at the Natural Alternative podcast. Welcome. So we've all heard about the cases of pericarditis and myocarditis post-injection. And that's something that worldwide they're saying we don't know if they had underlying conditions, but people keep on testing positive long after the injection. So it's sort of interesting. I've got clients who are still being treated for pericarditis and myocarditis many, many months after their injections, which of course we know are not acting as vaccines. They don't stop the virus or stop it replicating or stop it shedding. So it's a very, very leaky jab indeed. But there's another concerning side effect that seems to be happening a fair bit on VAERS and the other sites worldwide that are looking for side effects. And one of them is blindness. So I just wanted, and this is as of 30 days ago, actually. So as of 30 days ago, the latest information from the UK suggests that a growing number of fully jabbed people are losing their eyesight. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA yellow card system, currently shows 163 cases of total blindness among people who got jabbed with the Pfizer needle, along with an additional 6 cases of central vision loss and 4 cases of sudden visual loss. 21 people also reportedly now suffer blindness transient, specifically caused by the Pfizer injection. This adverse reaction involves visual disturbance or loss of sight in one eye for a few seconds or even minutes at a time. Another 20 people beyond that are reported to have suffered from a reaction called unilateral blindness, which is a person who got blind or blurred vision in just one eye. And just related, Roman Abramovich recently suffered temporary blindness while attempting to broker peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. And one would assume, no, we shouldn't assume anything, but was he recently jibbity-jab before that? In total, there's been 8,016 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions to the Pfizer jab as of 6th of April, according to the Daily Exposé. Is it worth going blind just to feel protected against a cold? We now know worldwide there is a 99.98% survival rate. So this was never a pandemic. It was, the tests have never been accurate. It's never been fully isolated. The CDC came out about over a year, maybe 15 months ago, and said that they couldn't actually tell the difference between COVID and a normal flu. You know, we're now calling it Florona and all sorts of other shenanigans. Anyway, so is it worth going blind just to feel protected against the cold? The other thing was, just remember at the beginning of this whole shenanigans, is that they were saying it was a novel virus. If it was novel, we would have zero natural immunity. That's what they told us. That's why they said they must get a vaccine out there to people. And that's why they suppressed the treatments like ivermectin, antihydroxychloroquine, and other things like that. And of course, they suppressed, like I've been a naturopath 27 years. So I boost immunity naturally. That is what I do. So it's been very interesting having 2.5 years where I'm not allowed to discuss on social media the use of vitamin C and D and zinc and astragalus and andrographis and echinacea and all these things I've been using forever, not allowed to use them. So, you create a virus, you call it a novel virus, you use a testing process that's up to 95% inaccurate at the, go back to Dr. Carrie Mullis, who developed the PCR test. He reckoned Fauci was a total douchebag going back 20 years ago. But anyway, so the AstraZeneca injection, which is one of the COVID jabs currently available in the UK, is also linked to cases of blindness. As of the 6th of April, the MHRA has received 324 reports of blindness, 3 reports of central vision loss, 5 reports of sudden visual loss, and 29 reports of blindness transient amongst 14,895 eye disorder, all specifically linked to the AstraZeneca needle. On a side note, one close relative of mine, she had a reaction a few weeks after the AstraZeneca needle. Now, whether or not it was connected, we don't know, but she simply could not see what was in her shopping trolley one day. So she just could not see the vegetables she'd bought. So by the time she got to the checkout, there's a plethora of beautiful coloured, you know, celeries and capsicums and all sorts of things. She could not see them. Interesting. So the Moderna also jabs people in the UK, though it is a much smaller rate than the aforementioned company. Still, many people who take the Moderna needle are now blind as well. The MHRA shows that in conjunction with the Moderna injection, there have been 34 reported cases of blindness, 56 of visual impairment. In total, there have been 1,519 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions to the Moderna jab. So this is all the UK. In all, when including adverse reactions reported where a brand of vaccine was not specified, there's been 24,516 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions of the COVID-19 injections, with 525 of these reactions being complete blindness. Fact checkers alongside authorities have been on the case to sweep this data under the carpet and have labelled it as unreliable. Their reasoning is that just because someone reports the event after having a vaccine doesn't necessarily mean it's due to the vaccine. Yeah, people go blind all the time for no reason. One person who goes by the name of Lewis documented on Twitter the story of his wife, who in the weeks and months following her AstraZeneca jab went completely blind in her left eye and between 30 to 60% blind in her right eye. The neurologist who treated the woman warned her not to get the second dose of the shot. As you can see, the misery which the fact checkers are disregarding as not necessarily the fault of the vaccine is very, very real for the people who are reporting them. But why are the COVID vaccine causing people to go blind? The answer could have to do with the fact that COVID vaccines also cause major cardiovascular problems, including strokes. Visual loss often accompanies stroke, so it's all starting to make sense. So within my family, I've seen myocarditis, pericarditis, I've seen stroke-like symptoms, I've seen multiple sclerosis-like symptoms, I've seen miscarriages, and all sorts of things. So, you know, they're safe and effective. And something that I'm looking for an article on it at the moment. There's been a whistleblower come out a couple of days ago that shows that there's been over 8,000 cases in the States of women in the military who have had children with birth defects and issues. So that is a breaking story at the moment. It was on Naomi Wolf. So Dr. Naomi Wolf was speaking in the war room about that, I think 4 days ago. So that's well worth having a read of. Oh, and I've shared that one on my Facebook page. I'm sure it'll disappear and I'll get in trouble for it. Madonna Guy at New Leaf Natural Therapies, my Facebook page. So it got stolen about a year ago. So I'm just building up my people slowly again. So I had 4 pages stolen from Facebook last year. But what I wanted to say about this strokes is that when I'm doing my bioresonance, that it actually shows the different cranial nerves that are being affected by things. So it can actually show the different nerves, like the trigeminal nerve or the auditory nerve or the ocular nerve or the optic nerve or the glossopharyngeal nerve. So it shows which of the cranial nerves are actually being affected. When I go into the body systems within my bioresonance, it can show where the coronavirus, SARS coronavirus, and MERS coronavirus are in the system. It sort of tests between 120 and 130,000 different frequencies, and I can do it from a distance as well for people. And as long as I get a few biometrics in there, then I can do that. And basically it sort of means that, you know, you can sort of find out where the vaccine toxins acute and chronic are, whether they're getting into the mitochondria and causing that extreme exhaustion people are getting. But, oh man, you know, supplement wise, it is a real challenge trying to keep up with it because we don't know whether or not these toxins are going to keep on creating themselves in the body for the rest of our lives. We don't know this. This technology has never been used before. So we're only 17 months now into this experiment, we're starting to see birth defects and miscarriages on the rise hugely. Here in Australia, before the vaccines, our rate of miscarriage was about 13% in Senate estimates. So the government data recently came out that it's about 50% overall in pregnancies now, but 75% if people are jabbed in the first trimester. So please, 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 please think about it before you go jab. Just because a doctor tells you to, when they are not allowed to tell you the truth. Here in Australia, they are not allowed to tell you the truth. They will be sacked. They will be, yes, they will be sacked. So there's a big connection between visual loss and strokes. So if you're having issues with your eyes, if you're having issues with blood clotting around the body, please take it seriously. See a functional medicine doctor or a naturopath or someone who can help you out, because you need to be looking at these things. I'll quickly do a part two on the sort of supplements that I am using currently in my clinic. Okay, back in a moment for part two. Take care. I'm Madonna Guy, the Natural Alternative Podcast. Have a great day.